Our coverage from the infield of Drake Stadium continues as the Pella boys go a long way to securing a third-place trophy. We'll see what shakes out with the relays coming up, but what a finish for these two distance stars, Kanan Dunham and Nathan Vanderwall, second and fourth in the 1600. Kanan, Quinton got you again. Obviously, he's had a fantastic weekend, but another really strong finish. What did it mean to be able to improve over the course of last year and really get on the podium here today?
Well, Quinton, I mean, he's just an incredible competitor. He's a great athlete. So being able to like try and stay with him, I feel like was a great way to just
and
improve.
Is at the video board, Allie Darby, yeah, and Dubuque Hempstead.
Yeah, just being able to improve with what I did this season, it's just, yeah, I'm just so thankful for my coach who has been able to train us and keep us improving, and also just have us like just keep loving the sport too.
Well, Nathan, the 3200 was not the start you wanted to this weekend. A strong one in the 4x8 follow-up, and now here you are, fourth among all these greats who you've battled with for 4 years. What's it mean to end your high school racing career at this stadium with those guys and have a top-four finish?
It means the world to me. Like Kanan said, we have an amazing coaching staff and teammates. We're just super blessed to have all of them. And, yeah, personally, I just really wanted to end this race leaving everything on the track and knowing that I gave my all. And so to be able to do that, I'm very thankful. And yeah, I thank God.
Well, and it's pretty crazy to think that obviously a quote-unquote down year for the Dutch, but right now you guys are in the driver's seat for third place. And right now it would take, I think, something pretty miraculous for that not to happen. Kanan, what does it mean to be able to get another team trophy home knowing that obviously your individual accomplishments are great, but this is such a great team?
I just love the guys on the team right now. Such a great atmosphere. The seniors are really good role models. I mean, I hate to see them leave, but yeah, it feels awesome to be able to take home another trophy, especially just having me and Nathan be able to provide for that and be able to be a part of that. It's just amazing.
Well, yeah, Nathan, that's the bigger story. Your fourth place, not only great for you personally, but it ultimately pretty much clinches a third place trophy for this team, which I know the state title with Western Dubuque and ADM, they were going to be hard to beat. But what does that mean for this team once again to have another big weekend, another team trophy for you in your career, and to be able to celebrate with the group here on the infield one more time?
It's unbelievable. Again, like barring something extreme happening, I think we have that third place locked up. And yeah, I was just talking with Kanan. There was a lot of pressure with us and Mason being the only thing running today. But the fact that we were able to hopefully clinch that third place just means the world, because we ultimately do all this for our teammates and for God's glory. And so to be able to share that with the team is going to be really, really fun.
Well, and Kanan, the exciting part is that there's obviously a great senior class leaving, but a lot of great teammates. Mason had a fantastic race today, too. That's going to carry over to cross country, and you have some motivation now chasing Quinton, I'm sure, for training. How excited are you to get ready with the off season coming up and to get yourself geared up for another year of what should be a really great year for cross country and track?
I'm super excited to get ready for cross country now. We have a couple of races that we're planning on doing, the Big 7 in the Quad Cities. That's a big one that we're excited for, but yeah, just a new motivation to keep working hard and just trusting God and what's happening.
Well, Nathan, you've overcome a whole lot. And last year, you weren't here that often because of Chase and all the great stuff happening. But what does it mean for you to be able to be here at Drake Stadium, cap your career off with this finish, and to leave your legacy as such a great one here at the program?
Super blessed. I mean, I wouldn't be in the spot I am right now without Chase or Kanan. I mean, all of the teammates below us that push us to run faster in these better times. I wouldn't be in this spot right now, and I wouldn't be able to perform the way I did without them. So I'm going to miss Kanan next year. Great training partner, but super excited for 4 years ahead at Central and just to do big things there as well.
From one Dunham to the other, you'll be seeing a lot of Joe coming up. Yes. That's Kanan Dunham, Nathan Vanderwall, second and fourth place, ultimately clinching what we believe a third place finish for the Pella Dutch. Boys, we'll see you on the infield coming up at the celebration. Congratulations and another fantastic weekend.
Thank you.